Anthropic has pushed its IPO to mid-October, with the prospectus expected in late September. The delay itself isn't a red flag. IPO timing is exquisitely sensitive to market conditions, and with S&P futures already down this morning on Middle East uncertainty, the decision to wait for a cleaner window is rational. But the scale of what's being priced here is worth understanding.
Anthropic's last private valuation was in the range of $61 billion. An IPO at or above that valuation would make it one of the largest AI company public offerings in history. The company is also uniquely positioned in that it has received substantial strategic investment from both Google and Amazon, which means the IPO will price in not just its consumer and enterprise products, but its role as a critical AI infrastructure layer for two of the three largest cloud platforms.
The prospectus timing matters because it will be the first time the public gets detailed financials. How much is Anthropic spending on compute? What do revenue retention numbers look like for its enterprise customers? How much of the growth is driven by API demand versus direct cloud subscriptions? Those numbers will shape how the broader AI market is valued, because Anthropic is being treated as a sector bellwether.
Which brings us to Blackstone's counterintuitive claim this week that AI infrastructure spending is the opposite of a bubble. Steve Schwarzman and his team are essentially arguing that the capital pouring into AI data centers, GPU clusters, and power infrastructure is demand-driven. There are real enterprise customers paying real money for AI services and the infrastructure. Being built is being absorbed as fast as it's constructed.
The bubble argument, for those who haven't tracked it, goes roughly like this. The spending on AI infrastructure far exceeds current monetizable demand. Many AI companies are burning cash faster than they're generating revenue, and the expectation of future value is being capitalized in ways that echo dot-com dynamics. Blackstone is directly contesting that framing, and they have skin in the game. They're one of the largest investors in data center real estate globally.
The honest answer is that both framings capture something real. The infrastructure spending is real and demand-driven in certain segments. Enterprise AI adoption is genuinely accelerating. But the total capital being deployed assumes a level of AI service monetization that hasn't fully materialized yet. Whether the gap closes before the capital runs out is the central question, and Blackstone's incentives color how they answer it.
The open weight model shift is the other major AI business story this week, and it's been building for months. Major US corporations are replacing premium frontier AI models, think GPT-4 class and above, with cheaper open weight alternatives like Llama variants, Mistral derivatives, and other models that can be self-hosted or accessed through lower cost APIs. The cost differential is significant. In some cases, open weight models cost a tenth as much to run for the same task.
For the frontier AI companies, this is a genuine revenue challenge. Their business model assumes that the quality gap between their models and open alternatives will keep enterprise customers paying premium prices. If that gap is closing, and for many routine tasks it demonstrably is, the pricing power erodes. You can't charge frontier prices for commodity tier differentiation.
This is also where the data center halt in Thailand becomes relevant. Thailand suspended permits for 49 data centers this week, joining governments in Louisville and Tucson, who imposed new controls over energy, water, and land use by data facilities. The context is that data centers consume enormous amounts of electricity and water, and local governments are increasingly confronting the infrastructure cost of hosting them.
Bangkok's specific concern is power grid stability. Thailand's electricity infrastructure wasn't built to absorb the load that 49 large-scale data centers would add simultaneously. That's not a political objection, that's an engineering reality. And it reflects a broader pattern. The AI infrastructure build-out is running into physical world constraints that software optimism didn't fully account for.
This is actually a useful moment to discuss how antitrust law might start applying to the AI infrastructure layer. Because we're already seeing questions about whether the concentration of compute, largely in the hands of Google, Microsoft, Amazon, and a few others, constitutes a competition problem. The Sherman Act, which has been the bedrock of U.S. antitrust law since 1890, prohibits monopolization of trade or commerce. But here's what's often misunderstood. Market share alone isn't what makes something a monopoly under Sherman. The law requires showing both dominant market power and anti-competitive conduct, actively using that dominance to exclude competitors or harm consumers. Owning most of the GPU clusters in the country isn't inherently illegal. Using that ownership to lock out rivals or force exclusionary contracts potentially is. And the definition of the relevant market matters enormously. Are we talking about cloud computing broadly, AI inference specifically, or AI training compute? Each definition produces a different competitive picture. The FTC has started sniffing around these questions, and the Anthropic IPO will likely generate new scrutiny of the Amazon and Google investment structures, because strategic investment in a competitor occupies a genuinely ambiguous space in antitrust doctrine.